little bit of rain and go back to part two of what we spoke about on Daf Kuf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, which was very much a digression. And it was the topic of the name Moshe. So the Gemara had told a story about a Yid whose name was Moshe Bar Atzri. This Moshe Bar Atzri was a gvir. He had a son whose name was Rav Huna, who was a very chashuv younger man. Moshe Bar Atzri was not supporting his son Rav Huna, the very chashuv younger man. It was tchikalei milsa. It was very, very difficult for him, and it bothered the great Abaya that there's a younger man that's struggling so badly. So he was trying to come up with an etza. How could I help the plight of this Surbim Rabbanan? And he had an idea. He knew that Rav Huna, this Surbim Rabbanan, had given his wife a nice ksuba. He also knew that Rav Huna's father, Moshe Bar Atzri, had co-signed the ksuba. So his idea was, let Rav Huna, the Surbim Rabbanan, give a get to his wife. She's going to have a tefiyah now on the ksuba. Hanush kan geld. He's not going to be able to pay it. Thus, the Arev is going to be responsible. The Arev, Moshe Bar Atzri, this gvir, no skin off his back, is going to write a check. He's going to be able to pay for the ksuba. Rav Huna Tzum Rapan is going to remarry his wife, and they'll be happily married with money. Sounds like a great idea. And Abaya felt that even though this is a little bit greasy, it's not maybe the finest thing that a person can do, but at the same time, Bnoi Shani, V'tzorben Mirabonon Shani, the Adrama says it was Bnoi and Tzorben Mirabonon, and based on that, he felt this was an okay thing to do. Either way, Abaya tried implementing his plan, and then he's in shul one morning, and he hears they call up Rav Huna, this Tzorben Mirabonon, for Kayin, and he says, it's not going to work, because if he's a Kayin and he divorces his wife, he won't be able to remarry her, because a Kayin can't marry a Grusha, he can't even be machzer his own Grusha. So either way, this was the Gishmak story that the Gemara told over here in Ksubas, in Bava Basra, Daf Kufay and Dalad Amaves. It was very negay Ksuba, because a big part of the Gemara's discussion is you see that there's a concept of Arvus, even when it relates to Ksuba. But the bottom line is the Gemara mentions this yet by the name of Moshe Bar Atzri. So we set over from the Chida in Shema Gedoilim, and this is in Mareches Gedoilim. It's Sif Kuth Yud. It's under the Erech Rav Moshe Goyen, where he brings a Dover Nifl. He says, Matzasi Kasu B'Seifik Savya. Lehoya Shum Tana, Oya Moira, Shenikra Moshe, V'hu Pela V'soid. And then the Chida says, V'hayru Da Amri Inchi. I think this is what people meant when they said, Ala Rambam, regarding the Rambam, Mi Moshe V'ad Moshe, Leikom K'Moshe. There was no one who was named Moshe that was greater than the Rambam from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, Shaloi Hoyatana Oya Moira Shenikra Moshe. So the Chida said that I found written in a Ksav Yad somewhere that there was not one Tana and there was not one Amoira who had the name of Moshe V'hu Pele V'soid. So we were Moira that, what do you mean? You have a Mefurash Gemara. You have a Yid whose name was Moshe Bar Atzri. And this Gemara, by the way, is mentioned in the second place in Shas. It's also in Erech and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, but it's the same exact Gemara. So he's mentioned once, just the Gemara itself is mentioned twice. But the bottom line is, this was the Ha'ara. Again, he wasn't a Tana, he wasn't an Amoira, so it's not Mamisha Ha'ara. But the bottom line is, it's an answer to a trivia question. There's one person in Shas who has the name Moshe, and it's this Yid right here whose name is Moshe Bar Atzri. So we talked about the fact that the Chida says that the name Moshe is a Pella and a Soid. We said over in the name of the Tzroir Hamar, where the Tzroir Hamar in Parsha Shemois talks about the name Moshe, he says, Kizeh Hashem Shal Moshe Hu Pella, Vu Me'imke HaTorah, Ki Moshe Oila K'may Hashem B'Hippach Oisias. Right, Moshe and Hashem are the same Oisias. One goes forward, the other one goes the other way. And then he says, Moshe is the Rosh HaTevis Matat Sar HaGadol. It's also Rosh HaTevis Mimchoim Shiftoi Hishkiach, which is a remes to Tchila Sa'olam. And he says different Ramazim, but again, the same words as the Chida, which is that the Shem of Moshe is a Pella, V'hu Me'imke Atayra. And then he goes on to say that Basya was the one who gave Moshe this name, and the reason Basya was able to give this name is because Rosso Shivcha Bayom Mashalei Ro Yecheskel Bambuzi Me'oilam, pun intended, that this Basya Bas Paray at the Yam was able to see something, and she knew to give the name Moshe, a name that even Amram and Yecheva didn't know to give. So what was the name that Amram and Yecheva gave? So we spoke out from the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Yekasil, maybe it was Toiv or Toivya, all the different names of Moshe, seven names, the Gemara Megillah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and you have the Medrash in the beginning of Vayikra that talks about the 10 names. That was all the raid that we spoke about then. But it all started with with this yid whose name is Moshe Baratzri, and the tzustal to this chidon the shem agdoy v'matzasi kasa b'sefik savyad loyoyashum tana oya moira shenikra Moshe v'upel v'sai. And then we ended with a question, and that is that if no one gave the name Moshe, then how did Moshe become arguably the most popular Jewish name? Like, when did that shift? So if there was some kpeda, because the name Moshe is a pella and a side, so where did that flip? And then we also talked about the name Aharon, mentioned one time in Masechtas Bava Kamma, and different names like Avram you don't find amongst any of the Tanan, certainly not in Tanakh. So this whole shmooze is all related to each other, and it's fascinating. Effi Sinowitz, this morning, shared with me a marumakim nifla, pun intended, if you know, you know. But Effie showed me a marumakim nifla, and that is, so we're all familiar with the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Now, the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, which is legendary, the tshuva from the Rabbi Yehuda, the tshuva from the Divrei Chaim, the tshuva from the Heilig Chasam Sofer, did he mean everybody? Did he mean only his children? But the tzava is very, very well known, and one of the themes of the tzava is names. It's interesting that if you have the Mosad Rav Kook version of the Sefer Chassidim, so there's a little insert after the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. It's called Asarois Noisafois B'Ksav Yad L'Tzavas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So I'll read to you Rabbi Reuven Margolis, who of course wrote the Hagois on the Mosad Rav Kook Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, just his little insert here, just to have a little bit of the historical background, and that is Miksav Yad Minkin. So these Azhores Noisafois comes from the Minkin Ksav Yad. So if you're familiar with the Sefer Diktuke Soifrim, so that's related to the Ksav Yad Minkin. That's a whole shmooze. It was written by Yid Rabbi Fon, not the Rabinowitz, where he went and he worked very, very meticulously on coming up with the perfect Gersois on all the different Gemaras. So for example, if you have an Oiz V'Hadda Gemara, they're changing Gersois a lot on the side, right? The Bach has his inserts, and the Goyen, of course, has that Goyen Sagra, and different Masechtes, you have Rabbi Tzalmi Ranchberg, but Oiz V'Hadda took it to the next level. And there's a lot of Hagois Fitzyunim that you'll find on the side of the Gemara. Many, many, many of them, if not most of them, comes from the Diktuke Seifrim. So this Yid put a lot of work in finding different manuscripts, different Kisviyat. His Ikar Avoida was on the Talmud Bavli, but he worked on other things as well. So one of the things he worked on was the Sefer Chassidim. And he found Azaris Noisafis. These were Hoisafis that the mainstream Tzavah Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid somehow lost. But this was like an addendum to it. Either way, in these Hoisafis, there's another 15 things that are mentioned that are not in the original Tzavah. So the original Tzavah has Nun Vav items, right? It doesn't only say that a Shver and an Edom and a Shviger and a Shneer can't have the same name. There's many other things. It goes up to Sif Nun Vav. In the Azareis Noisafis, there's 15. Listen to number 2. V'chei. This is the middle. V'yikru Shem Banav. He says, you should not name your sons Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, V'loy Moshe. Fascinating. So in the Tzavah, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, this is in the Azaris Noisafos, he puts it out there, don't give the name Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe, and then he says things about these names. Chvil Sashol Shulgim Fomola, Phila. He's Ayin Shom. But he says there's a sakana if you're going to go ahead and you're going to give names like this. So in Reuven Margolis' Hagois on these Azaris Noisafos, Makar Chesed. So he has a long, long Haggah. It's 2 pages long. 2 pages of Rabbi Margolis is like 3 maduras of Svarim for other Mechabim, right? It's Marumakim after Marumakim after Marumakim, where he gets involved in the history of the name Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Now, he starts where? With the Shem Aglalim, of course. He starts with the Chidah by Avram. He throws in the Chidah by Moshe. He gives a shout out to Moshe Bar Atzri of our Sugya. It's very, very long. And there's a lot happening over here. Just to get a little bit of a time, I'll read the last paragraph. He's talking about the names of the Shvatim. And he wonders out loud, why is it that the names of the Shiftei Ka, so this is Dover Be'itei Matoiv in terms of the Parshiyas HaShavua, why is it that the names of the Shvatim somehow you don't find very often? So listen to the way he breaks it down. He says like this, Matzinu B'Tanach, as it relates to Tanach, the only names that you find are Shimon. Where do you find the name Shimon in Tanakh? In Ezra, Perek, Yud, Pasuk, Lamed, Aleph. The Yehuda, you find the name Yehuda. Ezra, Perek, Yud, Pasuk, Chav, Gimel. Nechemiah, Perek, Yud, Aleph, Pasuk, Yud, Tes. Nechemiah, Perek, Yud, Beis, Pasuk, Ches, and Pasuk, Lamed, Vav. Ubechazal, Niskeru, Reb Ruvain. He was a Tana who's quoted in the Tosefta, Masechta Shavuos, Perek, Gimel. There's a Yid, whose name was Reb Ruvain Astrubli, he was an Askin, not a Tano, he's mentioned above a Kamo, Pei Gimel Amid Aleph, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Mitzuyim, Bechazal. He says those three names, for some reason, you find a lot of Shimons, a lot of Levis, and a lot of Yehudas. Yisachar, the name Yisachar, Matsinu, Shem Koyin Gadol, his name was Yisachar, Ish Kfar Bar Koy, and he's mentioned in Mesechtes Psachim, Daf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. And then you have another Yisachar, his name is Yisachar, the Kfar Mindi, who's mentioned in the Yerushalmi, Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, he's mentioned in other places in Yerushalmi as well. Zvulun v'don, you find one place. Matsinu yachad ka'avu ben. There was a father and son, Zvulun and Don. Kedushin daf lamed amid aleph. Naftali, the name Naftali, nikra rak amoyra echad. You find one amoyra, bizman Ramana. He lived in the time of Ramana. He's quoted in the Yerushalmi, in Masechtes Tainis, Reish, Perik Dalet, in the beginning of the fourth Perik. Additionally, there's another shout out to the name Naftali. You find a Rabbi Yitzchak bar Naftali. So it's a Rabbi Yitzchak who's the son of Naftali, and he's mentioned in Bavli, Ksubis, Tzadik, Vava, and Aleph. Gam, Motsinu, Ach, Rav Goda. What about God? So he says, you find Rav Goda, who was Shamid Rav Sheshes. He was Rav Sheshes' Gabbai. Sheshes, we know, was a Saginar, and he was Rav Sheshes' Gabbai. And he's mentioned in Erevin, Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. Additionally, there's a Rav Menashe Bar Gadya, who might be also God. Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Asher, Loi Matzasi Kla. I never found one person anywhere whose name is Asher. The Ach, Yoisnef, Ubinyamin Mitzuyen Hein. Either way. So he says that as a, this is Mamish one excerpt. I just felt you have to get a little bit of a Toyam now, right? I mean, we're used to this in the Chabura, but this is Rav Ruvain Margolis 101. So he fears ice like this. Hadrinon le'inyonim. He says, let me tell you my heritage. Shnetziva Rabbeinu Lazaroi, that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid told his children, Shlo yikru b'shmois Avram Yitzchak Yaakov v'Moshe. K'midas chachmei ha-Talmud alei mashalim. Follow in the ways of the Talmud. He says it has to be. You see, from the Talmud, they didn't give these names. And Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was telling his children, also not to. By the way, when he says his children, you see, he's being machriya, this is the big hakira from the Divrei Chaim and the Noi Debi Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer. But the truth is, I didn't go through this carefully enough. I just saw this morning. But if you look at the beginning of Ois Beis, he says, Ish mizaroi, enum regilim likroi. I think this Sivkotin specifically, for sure, he was only talking about his children again. We have to look at this a little bit better. But he says, does Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, that my mishpacha, no one should give the names Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. Kemidas chach mi atamar aleihem hashom. Achre. And the reason is, she'idu chachmei doyre shel Rabbeinu. He says, because if you would look at the testimony of the chachmei doyre of Rabbeinu, she'ilu hoya bedoyram, hoya ke'echol mehem. He said, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was so big that the chachmei doyre, his contemporary, said that had he lived in the times of the Tanam and Amiram, he would have been as great as them. He says, Rei lemaila betoldasa. Read my toldas that I wrote about Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, and you'll see, I mentioned this over there. Therefore, Elu shahoyim makoim lahashvois oisam be'eza erech la'avoysa oilam nizru bezebe yoysa. So he said, I hold in the Fria de Gedoyers, where people were on a very, very high level. So they didn't want to mention these holy names. You know why? Because they were afraid that there would be some feeling of, oh, you're naming your son Moshe? Oh, Shoin, you think he's Moshe Rabbeinu. You're naming your kid Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov? Oh, in your mind, Ki'ilu, they're obvious. And once upon a time, because you didn't want such high madrigas, and you had such tzaddikim, there were Nevi'im all over the place, right? Kiflaim, Ki'yotzim, Mitzrayim. So if that's the case, there was Azach HaShash, that maybe people might confuse something like that. And Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, even in his tzaitin, because of the madreg of his mishpacha, he said, by unza mishpacha, we're going to prave as if we're like the rishonim that were kemalochim, and we're not going to name these names either. But he says, nowadays, where there's such a yiridus hadoyres, where we can't come to the fingernail of the gedoylim from the free of the gedoyres, he says, now already, there's no chashash that anyone's going to think that someone with these names now has any shaykhis to one of the people from the free of the gedoyres, and fakert, now it's a nice thing. Now there's an inyan, and this is where he fears us, to be mekayim, birchas yisrael saba. I always say this, Rabbi Margolis says, his poetry is beautiful. V'yikuyim banu birchas Yisrael saba, v'yikorei bohem shemi v'shem avoysai Avram v'yitzchak, v'yidgu l'roi v'kerev ha'aretz. Adarabba, let's be mekayim what the Zayde Yaakov Avinu wanted. But in the Fria de Gedoyres, they didn't want to, because they thought that Ki'ilu, you're going to argue, you're going to be mashva. But now there's such a Yiridus HaDeiris, we've fallen so far achiranas from where it was once upon a time, that Adarabba, v'yikuyim banu brichas Yisrael saba, v'yikarivam shemi v'shem avoysai, v'yidgul aray bekerav arz. Either way, this is Rav Reuven Margolis's fleeting theory that he throws in at the end of footnote Gimel on the Azorois Noisophos that was found in the Ksav Yad Minkin related to the Tzava of Rabbi Huda Achaz.